afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Happy Labor Day, everyone. I hope that you are enjoying an extra day off today, just as I myself am. And man, this extra day is definitely needed. I'll tell you what, I've been exhausted lately. Definitely happy that we have a nice three-day weekend. Not just a three-day weekend, but welcome back, college football. Man, what a day Saturday. A lot of great games that were played. And of course, none other than, if you've been a longtime listener, you know I'm a big Michigan Wolverines fan. And so great to see them in shape this weekend. Pretty cool to see these different coaches getting opportunities to coach, show off their skills, make big decisions. It's neat that they're getting that opportunity. Of course, I'm excited to start going to the games. Did not get the opportunity to go to a game this weekend, but looking forward to that in the near future, as I am a season ticket holder, as I stated a week or two ago. Listen, I want to talk about this dry spell I've been on. And you might be thinking, well, what is this dry spell that you're talking about? This dry spell that I'm talking about is the fact that I just got done going 20 days sober. That's right. I quit cold turkey, if you will. Well, maybe it wasn't really cold turkey. You see, I've mentioned this before, but I think that sometimes when I think about previous times that I've been drinking, I think about how it's affected my mental health, and it hasn't always been in the greatest light. So this really kind of, this 20-day stretch really had happened accidentally, if you will. Or maybe not accidentally, but without really any real intention. And it just so happened that one day on the app that I use to track, I use an app called I Am Sober. There's also another one that I had looked at previously called Sober Time. And I use that one for a couple things too, but actually I really like this I Am Sober app because of the user interface. I really like the push notifications that I get from it. I think that it helps me to stay on track better, as well as to keep better tabs on the track and everything, on that streak that I'm on. And so here's my big thing that I want to talk about this week. Sometimes we need to force ourselves in a reset to really reground ourselves. Last week, I talked about regrounding myself in this podcast, in what I value with the podcast and what I value with my speaking business. And as time had went on and I realized maybe at the 14-day mark that, wow, I actually have not drank in 2 weeks. It just haven't. And so I started to reflect back on how I've really been feeling. And I have noticed a difference. I've noticed that difference in my mental health, in my anxious thoughts that I have, just in the way that I was feeling. Now, unfortunately, I suffered some sort of injury by sleeping weird just over a week ago now. So thankfully, I'm going to the doctor tomorrow to get that all figured out. But not drinking probably has helped with my sleeping. Then again, I over a week, half of this time that I went sober, I couldn't sleep anyway because of this injury. But I know I've talked about this before on the podcast, and I'm going to talk about it again. We should not be asking people why they're not drinking. We shouldn't make people feel bad for the decisions they make. And not let's take it away from just drinking. Any decision that they make, it is your choice. It is that person's choice. And no one needs to justify what they're doing, why they're doing it, because it's really none of your damn business. It's really none of your damn business what decision someone's making, unless they really want to share that with you. And they'll share it with you even if you don't ask them. If they really want to share it with you, they'll share it with you. You don't need to ask in order to provoke them to share, because now you're putting them in an awkward spot where they have to either A, lie to you and make up some sort of excuse, or B, you're just making them feel uncomfortable because they don't really want to tell you, or they don't want to give you that information, and now you're asking for information they were never going to give you in the first place. You see, for me, it started to become a competition with myself. Sometimes you need to compete with yourself, and self-competition can be what holds you accountable. That's what was holding me accountable, was competing with myself and not wanting to let myself down. I had went to a Chicago Cubs game with friends, and they were all drinking. I actually ran into an old coworker of mine at the bar that we went to, Murphy's Bleachers. I don't know what it's called, Murphy's Bleachers. It's called Murphy's. I do know that for certain. But I ran into an old coworker of mine, and she gave me my Sprite for free, and she goes, "Oh, well, I didn't know you were getting a Sprite." She goes, "I was going to give you your beer for free anyway." She goes, "But Trent, it's just a Sprite. Don't worry about it." So thank you very much for my free Sprite that probably costs $3 or $4 at a Chicago bar at least, even though it should have gone cost like $2 anywhere else. But then people start to question you, or they're wondering, why do you have a Sprite? Why aren't you drinking? Why are you getting a Bud Zero? Which, let me tell you, those Bud Zeros, sheer perfection. Those Bud Zeros are actually really good. And it's none of your business. I will share with you if I want to share with you why I'm not drinking. And it's really none of your concern why I'm not drinking. I'll tell you what, though. It was a true test for me. And actually, Saturday would have been a larger test had we gone to the bar to watch the Michigan game that I thought we were going to go to. We ended up changing our plans a little bit. Had absolutely nothing to do with this journey that I had been on. But we did have a wedding. We had a rehearsal dinner on Thursday. And that was not really a test, I would say. It was just a little bit disappointing, if you will, that there's an open bar. There's a sign right there, open bar. And it's got all the beers, all the different spirits. And you're just looking at it, all the wines you're looking at, it, and you're like, damn, now is a bad time to stop drinking. But alas, I had water while I was there. I'm sure my body was thankful for all the water that I was drinking that night. And the best part about it is I didn't wake up feeling shitty the next day. And that was a great feeling. to not wake up feeling shitty the next day. Sorry, you can probably hear my phone doing its thing in the background. Well, the wedding on Friday night was a real test. And I actually texted that to myself that, well, let me actually just find the text that I sent to myself so I'd remember what to say. I do have it right here. Well, I thought I had it right here. I tried to pull it up before the recording. Yeah, I texted myself and I said, cocktail hour is the hardest. You see, Leanne was off getting pictures done with the bride and the bridal party and everything. And so I didn't really know anyone at this wedding. I was standing there by myself, just people watching, honestly. And that was the hardest part. Standing there drinking my Sprite, downing my Sprites. I probably should not have had as many as I did. And then, thank goodness for Leanne, because she was having a couple soda waters with the lime. And she goes, you should drink a soda water with a lime. It makes it look like you're actually drinking. And I didn't really care about the appearance piece, but I'll tell you what, that actually tasted a lot better than just drinking a Sprite. Soda water with a lime. But man, that wedding was the true test. Between the open bar, cocktail hour, having a champagne pour for toast, having wine poured, asking if I wanted wine poured for dinner. I mean, hell, out of the champagne glass for toast, I was fake sipping. I actually accidentally got a little bit of champagne in my mouth, and I actually spit it back out into the cup. That is how serious I was taking this little sober journey that I was on. When they came around asking who wants wine, I said, yes, I have two glasses just sitting here now of alcohol, wine and champagne, not actually drinking them, but there for appearance. And so even as I look back, I didn't need to do that. I was at a table with five or six other people that I didn't know. I didn't need to get the wine just to get the wine. I could have said no. I should have said no. I had nothing to be embarrassed about. In fact, I've not had anything to be embarrassed about. But yet, I still feel uncomfortable talking about it when I was not here. But in the moment, you kind of feel uncomfortable. You kind of feel like you're being put on the spot and you feel like you're being judged a little bit. And it could really be about any decision that you make where maybe you just feel uncomfortable or it's not something that you're ready to talk about yet, or you feel like people are going to judge you because of a certain decision that you've made. Let's try to stop putting people in an awkward situation. The goal is not to make people feel uncomfortable. We should be supporting people. We should be saying, hey, I'm here for whatever you need. You know, and I'm not throwing these people under the bus at all because I actually reached out to them. There were a couple of people I actually texted on the wedding night. And I said, man, this is a real test right now. Like, I actually asked the question. I said, how do I have a drink without feeling guilty about it? And I was having a real, you know, adult conversation with these couple friends that I texted, and they're like, hey, like it's obviously up to you, but don't feel guilty. Like, you can have just one or drink in moderation. Make sure you obviously have a little bit of self-control while you're doing that. And one of the reasons I had stopped drinking or started to, as I had noticed that I hadn't drank for a long time, and I was like, you know, I'm going to keep going with this, was because I feel like I've sometimes had those moments, right? Where you're like, man, am I really drinking too much? do I really need to start to tame back a little bit? And so it almost was this again, self-competition, this test, this internal test for myself of that self-control. And I wanted to prove to myself, you have the self-control that you sometimes feel like you might lack. You can do this. You know, I talked a couple of months ago about really just, you know, trying to figure out what is it that's going to be best for you. Because all that really matters in life is your happiness. That might be hard to take in, right? Because you might be thinking to yourself, well, I have a wife, I have kids, I have family, I have this dog, I have this cat. I want to make sure that I please all of these other people. And listen, I hear you. I understand, because I am a people pleaser. I'm always making sure that I take care of others before I take care of myself. I want to make sure others are happy and having a good time before I'm happy and having a good time. But at the end of the day, you also need to focus on your happiness, because if you're not happy, if you're not taking care of yourself, your mental health is going to go to shit. And then really it's going to start to affect your other relationships. So you need to do what you need to do. You don't need to explain yourself to other people. You don't need to justify your decisions, your thoughts. Be strong. Be confident. No, this is easier said than done, but stop giving a shit about what other people think. Again, easier said than done, but something we all need to remember. If you're curious where I'm at with everything, I decided that I was going to have a drink. I had a beer with a couple friends on Saturday while I was watching the game. I had a couple beers yesterday while we were just kind of out hammocking, relaxing. But that was my choice. I did that because I didn't feel guilty about it. I would have felt guilty. And so let me back up, right? So people might be like, well, if you had a drink on Saturday, how come you couldn't just have a drink at the wedding on Friday when there was an open bar and you were around all this alcohol? Because that was my test. I passed the test. I didn't feel guilty about having that drink on Saturday. I felt like I was in a place where I was ready to be able to have that drink. I felt like I was in a place where I wasn't going to feel guilty for having that drink. Will I get back on a kick, on a streak of not drinking? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably, actually. And I'll do it on my own time, on my own terms. And so I ask you, what is your test? What are you trying to pass? Because if you put your mind to it and put your effort into it, I know you won't fail. I know you can do this. You've got this. If you liked what you heard today, please subscribe and follow. You can find me on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know, the whole gamut. Please follow me on Instagram at Trent Speaks. Feel free to drop me a message. I would love to chat with you. Or you can email me, TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. Always looking for guests and would love to have you on to share your story as well. Until next week, everyone.